Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Milo Stank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, baby boys. It's a Wednesday, and it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, here on the Real Ass Podcast. Luis J. Gomez is in England out on assignment with one Michael Bisping, so I am joined by my cohort here at the Gas Digital Network, my bestie, Chris from Brooklyn. How you doing today, buddy?
What's good, Zach? Do you think Luis has been hit with a nightstick yet by a fucking Bobby?
Do you think he's doing the Homer Simpson, like, you can't touch me?
Oh, yeah. To the fucking Buckingham Palace guards. He's like, what's up, doggy? Can I pet your hat?
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. Lewis, I hope you're having a great time in England, buddy. You deserve it. Your shows looked awesome. Fucking kill it out there. We are joined by two of Philly's finest. Handsome gentlemen, funny gentlemen, sweet gentlemen, and people that I'm very proud to have here on the show. From You Fucked It, Brian Six.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Thank you for being here, Mon Frere. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
From Dad Meat, Tim Butterly.
Hello, boys.
How you guys fucking doing?
Thank you so much for having me.
Good.
So can we just recap the most Harrington thing that could have happened?
Of all time.
I mean, if you wrote it into the pilot of Harrington's life, you would go, oh, that's like a
this
bit.
Is too obvious, yeah.
Like, it would be too silly for the pilot. Like, that's like a later season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? So, what just happened?
We had I'm impartial. Six was too directly involved in this, but we were passing a joint around, and Six went to hand it back to Harrington, and Harrington grabbed it, but like butterfingers it, and went whoop, and he tried to catch it like 15 times and bobbled it in the air, and it fell directly between the planks of the deck outside, and then it was like right there. We started looking for like twigs and shit to pull the joint back up, and I said stop. No, Six said stop. Don't, yeah. Dude, you're going to push
it
further
still
down.
There. You just needed like tweezers or something to grab it.
Yeah, I was like, let me go.
That's like a game of operation.
I said, let me go ask one of these pigs in the booth if they've got tweezers on them. They're
booth
probably
pigs.
They're probably always motherfucker. Yeah, the booth. Let me ask the booth pigs if they get us with some tweezers. So we found some pliers.
Yeah, instead Natalie had pliers.
Let me look at my toolbox.
She opened up a makeup kit. There was like a Brillo pad and pliers. Yeah. And there's the only two items.
Well, the Brillo pad is what she pulled out with the pliers.
So I go back out with, I'm so happy. Like, I found exactly the implement we need.
But while you were gone, Sex, you were out there.
Yeah.
Was Harrington just trying to use his stupid fingers to get it out the whole time?
Yeah, he had one stick.
Okay.
So, like, not two. Like, he could have went, like, chopstick style, he just went one. Was like, why isn't this coming out?
So you're telling me... outside, Harrington was discovering the use of tools.
Yes. Pretty much.
He was sub
in real time.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. I used to eat Japanese food with Bronx Johnny a lot, and he refused to ask for a fork because he was like, I'm not letting these motherfuckers see me weak. Mm-hmm. And he would just stab the food with the chopstick.
It is one or two.
Fork. Yeah, one. And sometimes he would take two chopsticks and gather food together and then hold it with one hand.
Did he stare at the cook while he did it? It's like, who won the war?
I wonder if any of them were like, kind of like, oh, wow, he's putting a new twist on an old classic out there. Maybe I should take some notes.
Now,
so anyway, I get out there. He's pushed the joint all the way under the deck using like floppy twigs.
So at this point, it could be on fire out there.
Full joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fire hazard.
Going. Did you guys get it out?
No, it's gone. You can't even see it.
It's gone forever.
Yeah, he pushed it down.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe the dead rat under there can smoke it. Because if you guys didn't know, the studio smelled for like 3 months because of a dead animal out there.
Did you ever find where it was? Every time we come here, I feel like someone's saying like, yeah, we found the dead animal and it's gone.
Shannon,
like,
no, dead animal not. Update?
I feel like they did because the smell went away quicker than it just decomposing. I don't know. I like to think that they found it and got rid of it.
Yeah. Pope mentioned that. The last time we did Shannon's this Philly blind. Takeover was you, me, Pope, and Shaner. When Tommy came in all hot and was like, fucking stinks like fucking dead raccoons out there. Now it turns out he was
flies
right.
Flies are swarming.
Yeah, we had a fly issue for a while as well.
Yeah.
But the smell was...
Is that why you guys took the mural down? Because of the smell?
No, I think it was just classless.
No, he just hated it.
This is a business. This is supposed to be a business at some point.
I thought it was a classy mural, right? It was nice.
I think. What was the reason for no mural?
I have no idea. They're not filling me in on
they
that.
They didn't want anyone to stop and look at it and notice the fucking dead animal stink right outside the door.
It's a nice... What the it's fuck? Like,
wow, what is...
Oh, that or they didn't just want people who live in the building to be like, is that Nazi podcast network?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
White supremacist podcast down there?
Well, they saw the four of us walk in today. Probably didn't help. Just as bad.
Didn't help. Now, question chopsticks. For a race of people that eats rice, you think they would have figured out spoon quicker.
Nah, they crush with sticks.
I can't think. It's the one thing. It's grab bag. I'm pretty good with chopsticks. Rice, kind of a nightmare still.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Right? Are you eating it right? The correct way?
Yeah. Have you ever seen them do it? They kind
of
just...
Yeah. It's more of a rake than a utensil.
Yeah, it is.
You're supposed to tilt the bowl in your mouth and...
See, from Kill Bill, I thought that you're supposed to like...
One grain at a time?
Yeah.
This is taking forever.
All right, well, I learned a thing. Let's get plugs out of the way because I want to get into today's show. Hit that plug music. Butterly, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Listen to my podcast, Dad Meat. It's me, Mike Rainey, trying not to be losers anymore. We're making some progress. And also this Friday in Roersville, Pennsylvania at Soul Joel's Comedy Dome, we're doing the first Dad Meat live show. We're bringing some of our fucking favorite boys from Philly. And we're going to have a little show. We're going to have a little live podcast. And it's going to be fucking sick. It's souljoels.com. Go and get tickets, please. Friday night.
Fuck yeah, guys. Please check that out. Soul Joel's rules. Fucking Dad Meat rules. You guys are going to fucking play.
Yeah, they hit us up, which was fucking cool shit.
It's fucking nuts.
I was like, wow, man. Wow.
They got their fucking...
The legendary dome.
It's going to be fucking awesome. Six, what are you going to be able to check out?
Just You Fucked It podcast on Patreon, social media.
I want to know what Slut Six was thinking about when he said legendary dome.
That's immediately what I thought. Under the legendary dome, I'm like, I know that bitch. You talking about legendary dome from Royersford? Bitch got a mouth vacuum.
Fucking D.D. Shaner. Yeah, I don't know any of his family's names, but I feel like he's got a D.D.
Oh, dude, they were out when we did our live.
John.
He grew up right there. So when we did our live pod, dude, it was like 50 Shaners, and he had this one cousin who was like, he's one of these guys who just runs into a conversation, yells shit, and then runs out. Like he just planted a bomb. And I was like, who is he? He's like, my cousin Richie. God damn it, dude. He sucks. I was like, if you say he sucks, I can't imagine the extended family you have up there. His mom's a sweetheart, but...
Was the show like constantly disrupted by the sound of people headbutting each other?
I wish.
The funny thing, when we were at the dumb fucking Shane goes, I grew up around here. We're like, really? And we were like, oh, a few blocks away. He's like, no, like on these railroad, like...
Yeah, he goes, you see that part of the track over there? That's where my dad lost his foot when he was 14. We doing this show or what?
Fagan, what do you want people to get eyes on, baby?
Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio, and then I got some stuff with Rob Bernstein coming up. Just check my social media at Chris from BKOYN, Twitter and Instagram, and I'll be posting about that. It'll be next month and the following month.
Fuck yeah, dude. Check out my other shows here on the network at Zach is Not Fun on Instagram. Back up Twitter at ZA Spook Show. And I'm doing a live Midnight Spook Show at The Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant on Halloween. So that is going to be Sunday, October the 31st at 9 p.m. Tickets just went up for sale. Guys, please, let's fill this one up. They're giving me a fucking Halloween show. It would mean a lot to have people there. Come hang out. It should be really, really fun. Special guest, surprise movie. And we're going to do some silly videos and streams and commercials, all the shit you like from the live stream. We're going to do it all on the live show. Come on out.
Halloween's like your Christmas.
Oh, yeah, It's weird, though, because they say in Party Monster, the book about... you guys know Party Monster?
Yeah.
It's a book about a drug dealer. A party promoter killed his drug dealer. That the worst is, like, the week before and the week after Halloween, because you can't go out looking too crazy, because then all night people are like, it's next week! Mm-hmm. It was last week!
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're getting that at, like, Easter?
Yeah.
It's in 6 months, Zach.
But, yes, I'm very excited. It's going to be a fucking blast. I've been waiting all week to talk about this with Chris, because I know Chris was going to have feelings about this as well. Maybe you guys will. Sarah Silverman calls out Hollywood for having a Jew face problem.
Agreed.
I've been saying that for years.
Look who's talking, says Hollywood. Can you bring up the article, Chan?
This is a picture of her horse face.
So on her podcast, host Sarah Silverman discussed Jewish representation in Hollywood, specifically how non-Jewish actors and actresses are frequently cast as Jewish characters. There's this long tradition of non-Jews playing Jews, and not just playing people who happen to be Jewish, but people whose Jewishness is their whole being.
I don't know. Name one. Because all I think of is like Mel Brooks. He's actually Jewish. And then Judd Hirsch in Independence Day, actually Jewish. Like who are we talking? Who's playing an exaggerated Jew? Maybe Trey Parker playing Kyle's cousin?
So the ones that they're naming here are Catherine Hahn, I guess, is playing Joan Rivers. Felicity Jones as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And some lady I don't know as in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Hold on, wait. Look, if somebody comes in and to audition for a part and her name is Rachel Brosnahan, you can assume she's Jewish, maybe. Because I just did.
She got a little in there.
Yeah, isn't that a holiday?
Yeah. It's the new year. It's the new year. But so, for like, bros.
She's doing Jew name.
I get. So, and then so she's gone on this basically like this representation
fucking matters
rant. When did she make this turn?
Because I remember her representation of Jews in Hollywood. That's underrepresented. Like, it's the most overrepresented thing of anything ever.
She's got this great quote towards the end of it. She's like that the characters these people play promote negative stereotypes like Jews run Hollywood, Jews enrich, and Jews are powerful. She said from her podcast she records at her multi-million dollar home that she paid for with roles in Hollywood blockbusters.
Yeah.
Blockbusters?
Yeah, School of Rock. She's in some big ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
School of Rock.
I think her
the record store one.
Yeah. But I think her greatest role was getting cracked in the face in The Way of the Gun.
Oh, please bring up Sarah Silverman in The Way of the Gun.
Best Philippi line he's ever said in his life, dude. And she just cracks her in the face. So I was like, well done.
But like, so if you want to talk about like representation, that would be like maybe a Jewish person shouldn't play a TV executive, a slimy TV executive in something like she just did in the new Space Jam.
Yeah. So I can't believe that was a reference.
A few weeks ago?
Yeah. And the three that she called out, so all three of those people aren't Jewish. Okay. Now, is the characters they're playing, are they super overly Jewish?
Well, Joan Rivers
is pretty Jewish.
Does the lady look like Joan Rivers?
I don't know.
Because that really should be all that matters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're talking about a religion at this point. We're not even talking about
a
race.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I don't remember her being like, oy vey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought she was Italian.
No, I agree on that one. I mean, she's got the Berg.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, like, if I had to name things about her,
Jewish
wouldn't be one
exactly.
of the ones.
Yeah, she didn't make that a big platform. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't a big thing of hers.
But is that more...
Lawyer? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now they're saying, like, that you basically have to be whatever you play.
There's, actually, yeah, there is a line in the movie where she says, this cancer's got me so verklempt.
Yeah. That was weird.
I don't know why they put that in there. It's almost like now you have to get a Jewish person.
Yeah, she also did it in striped pajamas the entire movie. That was weird. Huh.
Bring up the article again.
But that... who? What was it with Asians?
Yeah, they call it
Asians
yellow face.
And...
Yeah, with John Wayne playing Genghis Khan. Sure,
yeah, dude.
I get it.
Classic.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, in all fairness, God got him back for that.
Yeah.
You guys know about that?
Oh, what? Jaundice?
No. Okay. That fucking
Small
Genghis
dick.
Khan movie.
Yeah.
They did that in the desert, but it had been a nuclear testing site.
Okay.
And like 80% of the people who were in and worked on that movie all died of cancer in like 20 years.
Really?
That movie killed everyone that worked on it.
Damn. And that was a flop, right?
Terrible.
Like, that's horrible.
Now, hold on. Do those get added to the Genghis Khan death toll? Because I think...
Technically, that's Khan's.
Dude, Genghis Khan is like a fucking Godzilla
dude,
ghost now.
Killing from beyond, dude. That's sick.
Because he's in like full... Like when... We could say yellow face. But I mean, he's actually in...
Oh, dude,
yellow
he's got the
makeup,
Fu Manchu.
Taped eyes. Manchu, and then they just did his eyes with eyeliner.
She should have got a bowl cut. That would have been so sick.
Dude, I went to the Van Gogh exhibit. They're doing it in Philly now. And I didn't know this, but Van Gogh went through like a heavy weeaboo period. Like he got all into like Japanese woodblock prints and shit like that. Nice. And he, you know, he constantly did self-portraits. And during this, they didn't point this out, but one of his self-portraits, I think he gave himself Japanese eyes.
That's awesome.
He gave himself yellow face in one of his portraits during his Japanese period.
And he was fucking a squid. It's weird.
Fucking Van Gogh's a fucking 15-year-old girl who found K-pop.
Yeah, exactly. I was there with my 13-year-old. I was like, look, dude, he gave himself fucking anime eyes. What's he doing?
All right, weird transition. I watched the most awkward episode of Family Matters two nights ago.
Family Matters.
That's like Urkel.
Urkel.
Urkel, yeah.
Dude, it was... So remember he had the machine that turned him into Stefan Urkel?
Oh, yeah.
And it would be cool. I watched something that would so not fucking fly today. It was like wild. So
Chinese guy went in there and came out black?
Other way around.
Whoa.
Okay, so Urkel's like a safety officer at a children's park. Very pedo-y, very weird. Has a bucket hat. I don't like it. And there's like a gang of street toughs.
Yeah.
And it's like a couple black kids. You're like, I get it. And then an Asian, and you're like, why do they have an Asian? And then Tommy from the Power the Green Ranger.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, there's going to be karate later. And they like, you know, fuck up the park. They beat up Urkel. Urkel goes back, brings back the fucking transforming machine. Him, Richie, and then at this point there was a third like little kid. Go in it and all come back out as versions of Bruce Lee.
Oh, man.
But, like, straight up, like, Mr. Spock haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Fucking karate pants.
How are they talking?
Shannon, can you try and find this?
That's the selling point right there.
The internet is down right now, so I'll look as soon as it comes back up.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Did I do that?
Not even that one?
you have any cheese? I'm lactose intolerant, but for my friends.
Oh, Rara. Oh, you're so sexy, Rara.
Worse.
That's fucking wild.
Worse because it was the... you know when the Asian impression was almost like a girl's baby voice?
Sure.
Do you really think we're going to? So they gave him that speech impediment.
All three of them?
All.
They were like
three of them.
Shit.
For an extended fight sequence.
He looks in his own pants. He goes, oh, that's a very large penis.
That's a very big pee-pee.
Oh.
Were they doing
looks
this
like River Snake. Like
doing the Bruce Lee?
Yeah, they were doing the poses.
Did anybody come out in like the yellow jumpsuit?
No. They all came out in white pants and the straight black hair deal.
Yeah.
I found part of it.
That's Martin. Oh, no.
This is a different episode.
Hold on. Pause it. He just looks like an extra character in a Madea movie. He just looks like a black lady.
This is inside. The one I watched was in a park. Wait, this is a different...
So they bring back the fucking Bruce Lee machine at some point? Holy shit.
He was actually managing a DMV in that episode.
But yes, that's what it... I want to say he was like almost a little lighter. Like they might have done him up a little
powdered
more.
Powdered him up a little?
So not, I mean, that would go what, like 8 seconds today before the show would be canceled?
8 seconds? No, dude, it'd be like 1 second. The minute that hits, that's going to get crushed.
There'd be like a really long tweet thread from a writer on the show like, wow, so I was in the writer's room at the time and, you know, I needed the job and this made me really uncomfortable and I was afraid to say anything.
I went for it.
It's hilarious.
Absolutely.
It's 100% funny.
Yeah.
Is it the worst show on TV? Have you like because I've been redoing because I love my Halloween episodes. And so we were watching. Do you remember Steve-el?
No.
Urkel had an evil ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Probably.
And then they had given up so much by the second one of those Halloween episodes that the evil Carl is just called Carl's Bed.
What?
Like the canyon?
I don't know. Kind of like Sinbad, but Carl's Bed.
Dan, did you come out in a bunch of fucking windbreaker?
But it's two ventriloquists. It's like they're tracking. And then, of course, it's just black midgets dancing.
Yes.
See, but that's Carl's Bed.
What the fuck?
That's great.
Yeah.
Looks like Cotton's fucking portrait.
That's Carl's good. That's Carl.
Now, has he ever not played a fat black cop?
Dude, that's another thing. So, I've been on a real Family Matters tear. There's a fan theory. So, he's a cop in...
Die Hard.
Before that, Ghostbusters. He's the cop that brings them to the mayor. Mm. Then he's cop in Die Hard. And in Die Hard, he talks about shooting a kid.
Just out of nowhere?
He's like...
I gotta get this off my chest.
He says something about how he shot a kid. There's a fan theory that it's the same character, and he, like, changed his life around.
Ooh.
Okay.
But that Steve Urkel is the ghost of the kid he shot who haunts him.
I mean, damn. I thought that was kind of how that was going to end.
Thank you, virgins, like for Carl, a cool theory.
Fucking Carl empties a clip into Urkel for trying to finger his daughter.
I think the end of... So, the end of Family Matters is atrocious. Like, they switch networks... And then just tank the show. They got a new mom. Like, really? The mom left the show because she had a jazz album. I've been really into this.
Well, in real life, that, for the character. Hold up,
but that show is based on that character because that's technically... Family Matters is technically a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Yes, she was the elevator operator.
Which is a weird character to give a show
the
to.
The mom on Family Matters?
Yeah, okay. She was the elevator operator on Perfect Strangers, and that was a spinoff of that.
What?
And then Urkel was only in one episode of, I think, the first or second season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a bunch of guys that were trying to date Laura.
Yeah.
And I don't think he even had a name.
It's weird, too, because it turns out the other sister was a whore.
Yes.
Literally. She did porno.
Yeah, the little one. The little one that walked upstairs in the fourth season and never came back down. Yeah.
Mr. Marcus
went on to do porno.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Was she hot? I don't even remember the porn.
No, she was too little.
Gross?
Yeah.
No, I mean, in the porn.
I mean, she's attractive, but she's nothing... I don't know. It's not that.
You're more watching it for the sadness of how far
if she was in a gi and had a bowl cut, I would have been more into it.
It's more like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter.
She's hot, though.
Is she?
She's splotchy butt. Looking.
Is she?
She had very splotchy ass.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Pull up a picture of Lawrence Fishburne's daughter's ass. It's easy to find. She's in a Bee Pumper music video.
Is she still doing porn?
Or probably. Is that... What do you do after you do porn? You can't get another job.
Horpheus
comedy.
In all fairness, if they do a Matrix porno,
how is she not yet? That's insane. Or maybe a Boys in the Hood, just gang bangs all the kids. I got a million ideas.
Cowboy Cuntus. All right, very fun. Can you find? Did you find her butt? Still down.
I think no, it's back up. Is this? I found a dash cam photo.
What?
Yeah, it's of course.
Whoa! Yeah, it's very.
What is she? Is she getting arrested?
Yeah,
she's in the. Does Bee Pumper have several music videos?
Wait, was she wearing pants in that?
No, I believe she had her pants down.
Damn.
I mean, if you're gonna get that's the uniform for a woman with giant afro being arrested.
Classic
which is hoodie and thong.
Oh yeah.
I also have the video of Sarah Silverman now at the...
Oh, right.
Sure.
That's her. Is she getting arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh, fuck.
Now you got to go back a little bit. Keep going back. She's got a big mouth.
It seems like the beginning. She doesn't look punched yet here.
She's not punched yet. I just like the one line where Philippi turns her and he's like, shut that cunt's mouth. Like, when her fuck start her head.
Ass fuck? Fontanella fucking baby head fuck? Go ahead. You like to fuck baby heads? You like to fuck boys? He's gonna fuck you in the ass! How do you like that? He's not even gay, but he'll do it just to fuck.
Honey, she's got a big mouth, but she's not kidding. I'm gonna whip you silly, and I'm gonna fuck you stupid. You wanna do the man dance? First dance is yours.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. It's such a shame that this movie goes so downhill after this.
I know.
They really should have saved that for the end.
Oh, my God. I thought that movie was going to be, like, my favorite ever after that scene. Then I watched, I was like, all right.
What's the Benicio del Toro monologue where he's just like, you get $8 for a pint of blood, $30 for a load of jizz, you can literally self-sustain. Shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, yellow face problem, man. All right.
Is Sarah Silverman ever not a complete cunt in anything, though? Because she's the worst... roommate
it's
ever.
It's almost like she has a
Jew
face problem like the rest of Hollywood. No, she's a girlfriend in School of Rock, not a roommate.
Well, Yeah, well, she's the roommate's girlfriend that gets Jack Black kicked out.
Yeah.
But she's just a mean lady in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she endearing in anything?
She's like just hot enough. She's hot enough that like it's very funny when she's super mean. You know what I mean? She understands why that's super funny. It works. But the Jew face thing, she's got to, I mean, pick your battles.
And it's just
especially
so
somebody
upsetting.
Who's done blackface.
It's so, dude, it's so
not
crazy.
Only she's done blackface. That's the one of the funniest scenes on any TV show ever. Do you remember the context of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know what I'm talking about?
No.
On Sarah Silverman's show, they did a thing about how would you feel if you were a black woman? And they do the exact scene from Mrs. Doubtfire, where you see like all the prosthetics and everything.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be her in full prosthetics. Mm-hmm. And then they turn her around, and it's just her just in the black
Amos
makeup.
And Andy.
With white lips, putting a kerchief on, and she goes, jeez. Oh my God, it's perfect.
She says, I look like a beautiful Queen Latifah.
It's whoa. So fucking, yeah. But it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's... And to back out of that, to become, like, is it just a...
Maybe she's kidding about
just
the
just a portion of the video.
Oh my Jesus. God, Eugene, I am so sorry. You were right. It's so much harder to be black than it is to be Jewish. I'd kill myself if I were black.
That should do it.
Yeah, this is it.
No, it's like...
I look like the beautiful Queen Latifah.
Expected.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Whoa. Is that just a compilation of her being racist?
So I don't want to... I mean, she I rules, so. Obviously.
Yeah, Sarah that's Silverman the thing rules. That sucks. Is, at one point, didn't she rule?
Maybe, the Jew-face thing might be a bit. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I
really?
Think it's a bit, yeah.
It could, I mean... I get what you're saying.
She's really committed. She's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
It's so crazy when like a Gentile sneaks into Hollywood. How are you going to like, we got too many, you know? This is like the Asians in Harvard thing.
All right. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt because she is responsible for that very funny scene.
I think part of it is, though, that she might have, she's probably reaching an age, and this is just natural for people like her, where she has an urge to control the media, and since she feels like she's not, she's going to start to spin out and get desperate.
It's like just puberty let her, for Jews.
Let her, it's puberty. It's puberty, dude. Let her control a little bit of the media. Let her get Catherine Hahn fired as Joan Rivers.
Okay.
She'll be like, I've controlled just enough of the media. I'm full.
Also, Catherine Hahn, is that an Asian person?
No, she was the lady from the thing. She was the bad lady in WandaVision.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Who, by the way, that's a pretty good choice to play Joan Rivers.
Yeah, she got the squinty
that fucking
eyes.
Face.
She's good at everything, too. Asian?
Who is she? I don't know who she is. Catherine Hahn? Yeah. I don't know why I asked.
The witch.
Oh,
the lady next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, she does
sure
kind of have
the makeup
a
Jew face. And everything, she'll look good. That's Joan Rivers, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just got like a sharp face. That's a good move.
Yeah. Is she not Jewish?
Could have fooled me.
I hope Sarah did it. I hope she.
We might just
yeah,
think
I hope
that
she didn't do any research and just fucking went Hail Mary.
We might think that just because she played a witch. Like, isn't she Jewish? She eats babies, right?
German, Irish, English. That's like the three that are definitely not. That's the trifecta.
So she's not Jewish. She's just unfortunate looking.
I bet you she's half Jewish.
She's married to a Sandler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, she's married in.
Yeah, that's fine. She's part of the tribe.
Deal with it.
Yeah, she all converted.
Right. We got news from Philly. So let's take a look at this. Street racers in Philly block intersection, go do donuts, and eventually circle a police cruiser and dance on the hood.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what is it, Monday?
Is that you guys? Welcome to Philly.
Monday already? That shit was probably outside of my house.
Can we see this, please? Or can we see it?
Yeah.
God. Look at these fucking assholes. That's unbroad, isn't it?
Damn. I mean, it's pretty cool, though.
And there's no repercussions.
Look at everybody.
So it's illegal for the cops to chase the street bike guys.
I think they changed that.
Yeah, I think they're like, we're going to kill them again. They're like, all right. Because, look at, we really lawless. No,
Philly, Philly's such a fucked up place.
Especially right now, it is legitimately bad.
Up until this point, there were like the cops couldn't fuck with you for this?
But there's no pursuit laws in a lot of places.
No, yeah. So in cars they can chase it, but Philly has cars, dude. Philly has a terrible dirt bike problem.
Yeah,
it's so fucked up. Yeah, dude, I just moved out of a dirt bike neighborhood. It's pretty fucking grim. So they won't pursue anyone on a dirt bike. I think they might have just changed it recently. So
yeah,
dude, dirt bike gangs. Dirt bike crews are just wheeling.
Like Dave Temple.
No, he's
a legit motorcycle dude. Yeah.
No, but anything outside Manhattan has that, and even like uptown. Like, yeah. You just, you'd be, it's.
Part of the problem.
Since DMX died, it's just like they were giving them out at his funeral or something.
Part of the problem is like the smartest people in Philadelphia are worldwide some of the most retarded people living.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
They're dancing on the police cruiser.
Yeah. Like, the people that get elected to government in Philadelphia are all retarded. Everyone is just, like, pocketing money. I was listening, NPR had, like, they played a clip of, like a city council meeting about bike lanes, and, like, I think one of the guys didn't believe in bikes or something like that. Like, they don't exist or something. They're the dumbest people in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, this is just the way it is down there.
Yeah, it is. You get used to it.
Oh, dude, one of my favorite things is when,
That looks pretty fucking awesome. You really hate that?
If I was driving somewhere, I would lose my mind.
On a normal day, it's impossible to drive anywhere in Philly. It sucks dick. Yeah. Everything's under construction or like closed. But dude, here's how retarded they are in Philly. When the Black Lives Matter demonstrations first started cropping up and like shit was getting smashed and shit like that. Like it built up for a while where it was like you couldn't go out at night, especially where I was living. And then eventually when they started to like send police out to them and stuff like that. That coincided with when people started blowing up ATMs.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So people were just putting like quarter sticks of dynamite or whatever. I don't know. Whatever what they were putting, they're blowing up ATMs.
You would need more than a quarter stick of dynamite.
Well, yeah,
most of them are bomb proof.
I truly don't know
okay.
So at night, all you were hearing was explosions. Just like scattered explosions. And that became normal. And the smart people in Philly got on the internet and were like, the police are now pumping explosion noises into neighborhoods as a side.
That was hilarious.
Dude, they were saying that here, just like fireworks that were going. Like, I rode my bike through Brownsville once, and it was just guys taking out literally industrial fireworks.
Yeah.
And that you would see, like, not even designs on them, just like black boxes with like barrels coming out of it.
Yeah.
Like shit that they have for the Macy's Day Parade. Like, and like, they were just like, yeah, it's like to discredit these pro. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's a psyop by the police, dude.
Yeah. That's the same people who were saying, they were like, do you see this?
Yeah.
They left a pallet of bricks out, so they were throwing. It was like, that's a construction site.
Yeah, that's usually what's there.
Yeah.
You could hide WMDs in, like, North Philly, though, pretty well. Seriously, because cops won't go to North Philly anymore. Like, they literally police themselves, and it's, you know.
How's that going?
It's
pretty cool.
That's another thing.
Remember season 3 of The Wire? It was pretty dope.
When they were Amsterdam. Blowing up the ATMs, please forgive my ignorance, was it an attempt to get money to shoot out of them? Or was it just funny to destroy
I definitely,
ATMs?
When I was younger, stuck an M80 in a fucking payphone and it didn't do shit to it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, it was probably a little bit of both, because I remember the dude that was coming around selling the fucking explosives out of his trunk, and they would just throw them in the middle of the street. They would drive around like at 2 in the morning and just like throw them out of a car window, and it would like, it would feel like it would break windows. It was so fucking loud.
Yeah, it was like M90s. It was like fucking, it was like quarter sticks. It was horrible. And the one kid who first did it, I think it was up on Frankfurt, the one kid who did the ATM, because the report on it was hilarious, because he got blown back. He was like, all right, stay clear, but he stood there. Yeah. Fucking thing.
What's my pen?
Then it was either him or the next person to try it. Fucking, they blew it up, and one of the kids got hurt, so they were like, good, we're going to sue the police. I'm like, stop and think about what you're about to say. They're like, no, we can sue the police about this. I was like, I don't think you know what that word means. But all right, go for it, man.
Yeah, wait, possibly dumbest city in the country.
Because
they got blown up, they got injured.
But
they said it was because of the cops' riots. It's like, well, yeah, duh. First move when cops are beating people up, blow up an ATM. Who doesn't know that rule, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, they basically forced me. They forced me to blow up an ATM, dude. I didn't want to. I was corralled into an ATM, and what choice did I have?
Yeah. It was me or the ATM.
Dumbest fucking place in the world.
Yeah, it is bad. Tim's right. It's right.
Also, I can see Six getting that story from someone and it just being completely, because everything Philly is like, you're working on your lawsuit. Everyone in Philly thinks they're going to win the lawsuit lottery.
Why is it still 1992 in Philly?
No fucking
It'll
clue.
It'll never change.
No fucking clue.
It's so every story you guys tell me, I was like, it's like 1992 yeah. Gowanus, Brooklyn.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Somebody stepped yeah. on a saw the left outside.
Joey Merlino's still a god. It's like he's yeah. a fucking moron living down Tallahassee.
He broke his arm committing a robbery, but technically, since it was north of Broad Street, he can sue the police union. Ask my uncle, he's a cop. Dude. That's every story.
I love how we're perpendicular kinds of trash.
Oh, yeah.
Because for you guys, it's working on the lawsuit. For me, growing up, everyone started sentences with, when we win the lottery.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. great.
And that's how every dream sentence
Lottery's
started.
A fool's game. Yeah. You permanently yeah. injure yourself on a job site.
Yeah, that's the best way. That's the Philly way.
If it's
yeah.
the Philly
way. Oh, yeah.
I defined for my first time I spent like time in Philly, I was playing with a band, and I watched what I think is the Philadelphia Experience, which is I watched an old black guy on a folding chair do a $5 holla,
mm-hmm.
and he was selling crack while eating cheese fries with his fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And all I could think
crack
is
fingers?
Both hands were covered in cheese.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't make that deal and not get cheesy crack.
That's his logo.
But that's like the Philly special. Is that?
Yeah. That's the Philly special.
Philadelphia cheese crack?
Yeah. Fucking hot fries.
It's a regional
hot
thing.
Hot fried
dude.
Dust on crack bags.
Dude, they never, when you get out of Philly, they never get the recipe right, dude. Yeah. They never get don't it even right. bother.
Some people just sell crack in flaming hot Cheetos bags. That's how they, that's, yeah, that's their blue magic.
All right. Your sinuses when you smoke it. You
know? Yeah, don't yeah. visit. Don't visit.
I've told you that job site with my dad's buddy.
No, please.
I feel like I've told you, but my dad had a friend whose last name I thought was Schaefer my whole life. Like okay. his Jerry Schaefer until I was 16. And then one day he goes, you know his name isn't Schaefer, right? And I go, what? He goes, his name is Jerry Katz. He dropped a keg on his foot at the Schaefer Brewery the first week he was working there.
Hilarious.
Used the settlement money to open a card game, and that's how he's lived his entire life.
Dude, old
and that's
why
they call him Jerry Schaefer.
Open a card game.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Damn.
Old guy nicknames and how they got them are the best.
Yeah.
They are the best, dude. I love them.
Dude, I just went through so many because I visited my dad and we're yes. going through everyone that worked with him, which was George Pepsi. Philly Coke. The Arm.
Philly the Arm.
Yes.
Nice.
And who the fuck was, oh, God damn, it was the guy that I always talked with the frozen Gatorade.
Steve Cum.
Well, there was another guy, his real name was George Miller, and he had Miller Time tattooed above his dick.
Dude,
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his father, there's a book coming out about his dad because he's a notorious serial rapist.
Classic. Who's this, George Pepsi?
Yeah. Does he have a release party for
George
the book?
George Pepsi lived on a houseboat.
Oh, damn.
And George Pepsi's wife was also a welder. And I don't know if you ever met a female oh, yeah. welder.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember once we used to go on his boat like on like family trips. And it was the other guy that works for my dad, Ray, who was an old Polish guy, who one time pointed out the window of the truck and went, it was a haircutting place. And he goes, a unisex saloon. What is that, one of them gay bars, Paulie?
Yes. Paulie.
That's my dad. Paulie. And I just remember this. It was George's wife, Sandy, the welder, had short shorts on, and she was a large lady, and bent yes. over, and part of her pussy fell out of her shorts. And Ray goes, it hung out like a slice of lasagna. Oh,
dude, I love the Italian references, too. Like that one sentence you just said, you have to end that with Paulie. Or, you know, Tommy.
Dude,
or
every
Joey.
Time I've heard you tell that story a couple of times, and every time you talk about her pussy falling out, I think of remember the Jacob's Ladder toy?
Oh yeah.
That's literally what I think of every time. Like,
falls out. Like it's a nutsack.
Dude, I've seen some
sacky pussies.
I've seen some hanging roast beef in my day, dude.
That's so cool, man.
Oh, dude. I don't know if I've told this one on the show. So my dad's best friend when I was a kid was Tommy, the janitor.
Oh, I yeah. You've talked about him. Yeah, yeah.
Have I done this with the girl's pussy falling out?
I don't know. Actually,
fuck it. Fuck yeah, it.
Come on.
So me and my best friend Lenny were in the school musical.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. And one of us is in a seat. The other is standing. And it's the dress rehearsal. And there's a scene where they go to like the house of Marcus Lycus, which is the prostitution house, and they're looking for a wife. So all the different groups of whores are supposed to come out and dance.
Nice.
So it's all high school girls dressed like prostitutes. Fucking killer play.
Not a far stretch in North Jersey.
So this girl, whose name I won't say, Christine, she's got like a jungle outfit on and a leotard.
Yes.
So her back's to the crowd, and she's dancing, doing the, and then she got other girls around her. And she does a split in front of us. Lenny's sitting in front of me. I'm standing behind him. And Tommy the janitor was the best. He would like hook us up. Like if there was a girl who wanted to suck our dicks, he would like leave the bathroom unlocked.
Whoa.
The fucking coolest dude in the world. Sneak fucking vodka Gatorades. Just real fucking stand-up dude. So we're in the play. Night before the first, so dress rehearsal, so there's people watching. Girl's got her back to us. She does a split. She touches her toes on one side, and her pussy falls out the other side of her leotard. And I mean, like,
hello.
Blah!
Yeah.
Like it was coming out of a cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, so then we're like, whoa. And then she touches the other toe, and the other side of her pussy falls out. That's so now full bat wings.
She has no idea.
She has no, I mean, both her vagina lips are fully out.
Oh, yeah.
Like she's going to fly away.
Yeah.
And I'm holding Lenny in a headlock so that we both don't fall in. And I'm holding because we're trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
We're vibrating with laughter.
Oh, God, yeah.
We get through the scene. She still doesn't know her pussy's out. We walk off stage and we're trying not to laugh. And we get right off stage to like, there's like a little side thing right next to the stage so we can finally go laugh. And we're about to calm down. And I hold him, he holds me, we look at each other. And Tommy the janitor just appears behind us like a fucking fat guardian angel.
Yes.
And goes, did you guys see the size of that girl's cunt?
Tommy the janitor, dude.
Fucking R.I.P. Tommy.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah. Come on, cirrhosis.
Yeah, guy like that.
Yeah, come on. Tommy the janitor. Did you just ask me, is your friend Tommy the janitor dead?
Who was like, you see that girl's cunt? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go mop the gym.
When I worked, because I worked for him for a while after high school.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, you live your life. And we would go, all right.
Wait, at the janitor's?
Yeah, yeah,
at
yeah.
The school or doing something else?
No, janitor shit.
Okay.
I would help out in between summers of college. Mm-hmm. I would get a janitor gig. And I would come in at like 10 and he'd go, listen, I'm really fucking hungover. I'm going to go to sleep in my office.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work today, but I need you to just walk in a circle around the premises. And if anyone comes looking for me, you got to beat them there.
Good
and
Lord.
Wake me up so they don't know I was asleep. And I would just get whole days off to walk in circles.
Dude, that's awesome.
Fucking best. All right, we got a Brian Laundrie thing.
Oh, what happened? Did dog get him?
Brian Laundrie's sister says she's not sure if her parents were involved.
She hot?
And we have a video here. Yes, first of all, let's see if she's hot.
I think she might be fat. Brace yourselves.
I bet you her lips are out.
Brace yourselves. This might be
it's a probably pain. That chick she's from your high school play.
I need 5 seconds for the ad to finish.
Oh God, no problem. Dude. Shannon, you're safe here.
Thank you.
We're not here to hit you. We're not here to hurt
you. Can I spoil one thing about it? She's not hot.
Damn it. You fucking nasty bitch, Natalie.
She enjoyed that, too.
She did, too. She's got a big fucking smile.
I wish she was. I just heard... Beat you guys to the punch on this one. I heard about it.
Is this kid convicted or getting charged? He's not charged.
This kid's gone.
He's just missing, right?
First
of all, the number one suspect.
I mean, of course he is. Because he was the only one with her.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got it. They need to have... So it's been determined it was a homicide. The coroner says it was a homicide.
But they can't put it on him officially, right?
No, but I think it's enough. I mean,
probably Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah,
that'll be sick.
They're counting him as a person of interest, but what they are charging him with is theft.
Yes, he used her debit card.
Yeah.
Which isn't
so
good.
So it's enough to bring him in.
They're going
to
get him on RICO charges.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's the predicate. They're going to get him on racketeering.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, you got it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Big
no.
Mama.
Since September 11th when they called, I did not say that I saw my brother. I said I haven't been able to speak to him in reference to the time when I was called by the police. Since that point, I haven't been able to speak to my brother.
Was Brian with you on September 1st? Did he come to this house?
Yes, he came to this house with my parents in their Mustang, not the van. I did not know that he took that van back. I found out the next day with everybody else. We are just as upset, frustrated, and heartbroken as everybody else.
She looks like Danny DeVito.
And I am losing my parents and my brother and my children's and my neck. And my future.
Husband's got flip-flops on. You can throw on a pair of shoes for this?
Why your parents? Why your parents? You're talking about Christmas.
Who's this asshole?
Why aren't they talking to you guys?
It's going
to
be her husband.
TMZ. No, the guy asked.
Oh, this is TMZ. Look at the
I was going to say, this is like TMZ. He's like, where are they?
Say. I don't know.
Do you think they're involved? Your parents?
Do you think they're involved?
You don't know.
100% honesty, September 11th night forward, we've been cooperative.
It's just pause it. How easy is it to get these people to come out of the house? Oh, you literally just gonna go ding dong, dominoes. Yeah,
dude. How much of an asshole does this guy feel? The fucking Rock's cousin over here, dude.
His posture certainly tells a story.
I've heard, Chris, you asked why he didn't put on shoes. I think we both know why he did not put on socks and shoes, because he only had 20 minutes to get the door.
Yeah, dude.
he was definitely in boxer briefs and a wife beater when they rang the bell.
Oh, yeah. So you get a 2-liter?
Yeah. Yeah, he had to make his choice.
Doesn't it seem like she's just throwing her parents under the bus because they liked Gabby Petito more?
What was 100%. She basically saying? She was saying a car was taken and she didn't know?
She's saying that they showed up in their Mustang, not the van.
Okay.
And she hasn't had any contact. But she's also not denying that her parents helped him. She definitely hates her brother.
Yeah, he was
also like put yourself in the parents' position. Like,
she's fat. She's got fat resent.
Yeah. Fat husband. Mad.
She's probably gonna lead them directly to the brother. She's gonna crack the case and solve it. Just out of fat resent.
She's gonna make the feds take her on tour. Like to all every hot dog stand. He might be here.
I think I saw him in this parking lot. Yeah. That'll be animal style.
I swear he's at this Arby's up here. He loves Big Montanas. That's my nickname in high school, too.
She's drawing, like, she's got the map with, like, the yarn line between, like, hot sausage stands.
It's just Sonic to Sonic.
Can we see the rest?
Look at that.
The family's upset that they're not getting the belongings from Gabby that are in your parents' home.
We have no idea what they have.
We've checked every Jersey Mike's in the area.
Just hung up the phone on them. I mean, it's just frustrating, you know?
I'd also like to say that, not to upset Mr. Tito any further, but I did not get any phone calls from him in the days prior to the September 11th. September 11th, I checked my phone records. I don't see any. He maybe had the wrong number for me.
That would have been funny if she just dropped a crap right there. Such a power move, dude.
If that's what a bitch this girl is, she went, he might have the wrong number. That means he doesn't have his sister's cell phone number.
Yeah.
No, she was talking about the dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Mr. Potato Head. Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head.
She didn't want to anger Mr. Potato Head.
They bought the broken heart attachment and put it right in his chest.
Man, if you tried to kill her, where do you hide that?
It's two trips.
That story is wild, though. It's like, I didn't really even know what was going on. I just remember the body cam footage, and then it blew up. And it was like, what was the body cam footage? They were having an argument or something.
Then like another hour of that got released, I want to say last week.
They were playing Road Rash in the van and swinging on each other. And
they were both not behaving well.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Okay.
And then, but there's this clip of her where she's like, so then he locked me out of the van and he told me I need to take a break, but I don't want to take a break right now. She's like yelling at, by the way, and this is the cops like, you okay? And then she just talks for like 25 minutes at them.
Jesus.
Yeah. The second you watch the footage, you're like, I get it.
Man, now he's got a dog on the case.
Yeah. I can't wait till they catch him and the story goes away forever.
See, that's the thing. Awesome. I think he's on a boat. Because they said he's got an uncle who's got some type of boat deal.
Cool.
Of course he does.
A boat dealership or what?
Either rental or sale boats and yachts.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Is he rich?
He is. Yeah, I think so.
Is he? Okay. I don't know, he's not working.
He's doing van life. Damn. I think the parents gave him a few bucks.
You think you'd get a better van? It was a pretty tiny van.
No, that's the whole point.
I think you go van out on the water and then you find somewhere to camp once you're off the
van.
And
you start vlogging from international waters.
Hell yeah.
Boat life.
Have you seen the weird vacuum seal? 6 months
and everyone's going to forget what he looks like.
Dude, I have no idea what the guy looks like.
Yeah, I
have no clue.
He could walk in here.
Dude, we were talking about this. Like, where could he hide? I'm like, fucking anywhere. I have no fucking clue what that guy looks like.
I don't think anybody knows what he looks like.
He could be a guest on the podcast. I don't give a shit. Like,
I wish.
That would be so funny. If he just stopped in and just did that, by guys.
It would have to be a pre-record, though.
He's already hitchhiking at Skankfest.
Yeah. Dude, I would love to bring him up at Skankfest.
Holy shit.
Just let him do 10.
He'd Damn. Crush. He's like, yeah, I killed that bitch. Am I right, ladies? I was like, yo, this guy's got fire.
Any of you sluts want to go camping?
Yeah. Mic drop. Yeah. You sluts want to go camping?
All right, let's see what else we got here. Swedish cartoonist who drew the Prophet Muhammad is killed.
Yeah, car crash. I heard about this.
After surviving two other murder attempts.
Yep. The dude, what's his name? I thought he was writing for a French magazine, right? And that's mm-hmm. where the pictures got. And then did he get a, what do they call that? Like a, I want to say like fatwa or it was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did he get one of those?
I think so.
Oof.
I think they were trying to get his ass, right? Because they shot up the whole place.
Yeah.
And then he escaped that. And then they tried to kill him two more times. And then he died in a car crash.
Yeah, like a random car crash.
I can't imagine someone more killable than a Swedish cartoonist.
Yeah.
So the way that he was killed in the car crash, though, was suspicious because he had two cops with him at all times because of all the death threats. Mm. And the cop was driving the car, and all of a sudden, the cop swerved over to oncoming traffic at full speed and smashed into a car.
He just couldn't deal
with it. The cop went in his ear and said, "Hail Allah," and then crashed the fucking car.
He just couldn't deal with being with a Swedish cartoonist for one more minute.
Yeah. It was suspicious because he had a shotgun blast in his chest. Yeah. It's like, this is...
Did you know I'm the guy who drew Muhammad?
The cops are up front like, I gotta do it, dude. I'm sorry, I cannot take this shit. What you doing?
Did you know the Mersey's don't like me? All day he's got somebody work. He's got somebody behind him doing his arms.
What was the cartoon? What
was the Swedish chef from Muppets?
No. I'm sorry. No. The cartoon that he got. I knew he drew Muhammad. Or
I think it was Muhammad with like a bomb for a hat or something. Right?
I assumed it was something gay. Wasn't everything Charlie Hebdo like super offensive?
Yeah, I think that was the point. But I mean, I think, didn't they try to kill somebody for just drawing a stick figure and writing Muhammad next to it?
I don't know. That sounds like an uncle's email.
I don't know if I should show it or not.
What, the car?
That picture.
There was a Muhammad drawing contest in Texas.
The drawing of Muhammad? You're going to upset all our deeply Muslim fans?
So this, it has like the body of a dog, I guess. This is the picture.
That's it. It looks like Ari. That's it? That's what he got in trouble for?
Who's that guy in the background? Is that a person?
No. This drawing sucks.
Yeah. It's titled Handsome Cab Driver.
It's like, dude.
There's another one.
Yeah, he stinks.
That's actually a dog named Osama.
I thought it was way more cartoony.
That's that socialist fucking Swedish art school. Fucking stinks.
Yeah, that sucks. That cartoon sucks.
Yeah, hell, they should kill him for bad art.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
I am now. I can't not picture just two human hands drawn. We're going to German land.
He's going to get lowered in a fucking casket they can't put together because it's from IKEA.
Dude, but he's fucking Al Qaeda's fucking Afghanistan. They couldn't get him.
Yeah.
Really?
Imagine.
Mission accomplished.
That's some real pussy shit there, right there. You know, really you can't kill a Swedish cartoonist.
I bet you a lot of these terrorists.
Our fighters have no experience in a modern city. Yeah. We don't know what to do.
Yeah. Gabby Petito could have beat him up.
Yeah, dude.
Taliban in a city are like when somebody's then they do like unfrozen cavemen. Like a car comes at them and they go,
Red Mobile.
Yeah, that'd be sick if Brian Laundrie joined ISIS out. That's how he gets away. And he's in one of those floats in the river.
If you took a Taliban defector and like Encino manned him, that would be so fun. They'd be so fun to hang out with because they would care about is like pussy and like snacks. Damn, I might adopt the Taliban.
You'd be like the ones that partied in Jersey for weeks before September 11th.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you imagine being their boy?
I
like,
bet it would be
9/11 happens and you're like, I guess the party's over. Yeah. This is the worst part about all this.
But it was a good few weeks, though.
Yeah. They had infinite partying money.
Yeah.
It's like when summer camp ends, they're just all sad when they go to get on their own planes.
Yeah. Look, we're going to stay in touch, man.
Oh, man. I wonder if one of them had like a cast on his arm that they all signed.
Oh, yeah.
It was a curvy sword. Hey there, responsible, real-ass podcast fans over the age of 21, living in
fucking
a state
nobody.
Where... Hey, three people. Do you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal? Do you want to get high? Really high? Really super-duper legally high?
And drive? Because you're so responsible.
You're very responsible.
So you're going to get stoned out of your fucking face on Delta. It's not Delta 9. Delta 9. That stuff is bad for you. This is fucking Delta 8 THC. It actually makes you a better operator of heavy machinery. Did you know that?
That's what I read. Because now there's time to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. If you don't know what Delta 8 is, it's super easy. It is kind of like weed, but they change the carbon bonds. So, you know, you can figure it out. If you're over the age of 21, you live in one of the majority
carbon
states
bonds.
Where it's legal.
Is he the MVP for the Bills?
Go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. It's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to a lot of states. If you're one of them, go to yodelta.com where they have a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. I can tell you, they sent it to us.
Just like that Muhammad guy.
It works. So once more, YoDelta.com, the official sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS at YoDelta.com for 25% off your vapes and gummies. It'll get you high. Check it out. All right, let's get one more out of here before we're done. Condé Nast released their new best cities list, so let's see where Philly ranked.
We're not.
I have the top 10.
Is it best in the world or best in America?
I guess it looks
I don't
like
want
best
that world.
What
the fuck is Condé Nast?
I don't know. You should also tell us that.
Who?
It's a well. This is the website is CN Traveler, so I guess something about traveling.
Okay.
They own a lot of magazines.
Thank you.
It's like an overhead company of like I want to say Vogue, but don't quote me on that. And like a bunch of they had Bon Appetit.
This better include Vogue.
Right. Thank you, Natalie. Let's see the 10 best cities in America.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have shared it yet. Now they see right, that.
Well, goddamn, Shannon.
Chicago.
I'm not taking that one. Well, there you see it now.
This is a disaster.
That's the number one.
All right, bring us back to number 10. Come on. We'll pretend we didn't know that.
And is it, it's in America?
Yes. All right, so what do you guys think number 10 is? I say Chicago.
No, I think that was one, wasn't it?
Let's see number 10.
Nashville.
Right. Packed. Fucking packed. The streets are packed. I don't like people.
Nashville sucks.
It was very
there.
Fun.
It's just a sanitized Disneyland for whores. They're just driving around on those stupid... You ever been there?
Yeah.
They're just driving around on those things. You can't even call them whores to their face.
Yeah, I don't want to live in any Nashville city where stinks. I can't call them whores to their face.
Listen, if you like 5'4" blonde girls, muffin topping... out of white short shorts and cowboy boots.
Yeah, but they're driving around on those big fucking trailers just yelling at you everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah. So for people that have never been to Nashville, they stick their whores like on the back of like cattle trucks.
Yeah.
Nice.
With
parade them around town.
Bike pedals.
Yeah. And then they just scream at you at the top of their lungs everywhere you are. It is the worst place I've ever been.
That's the core. That's what women truly desire. The women that you see in Nashville are like, that's if society was stripped away, that's exactly how women would prefer to act.
But yeah, they just in the back of livestock cars and then they just drink and yell out the window.
They just want to be gaggles. Drunk whores, but have none of the repercussions.
No repercussions.
Right, girls?
Shannon, don't tell me you've never been on a party bus.
Shannon just started instinctively pedaling under her desk.
Shannon?
I've been on a party bus for a bachelorette party.
Yeah, they just want to go woo and then cry and say
she
that someone is worth
it. She
takes
one here every day.
She had to take some party
that
bus.
Was so much fun.
All right, let's see number 9.
Honolulu.
Huge drug problem.
There's no way there's a city in Honolulu.
Dude, Dog made his business in Honolulu from crackheads and
meth heads. Yeah, we just had Zia on the show. She said Hawaii's got a huge meth problem.
Huge. For years. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck that place.
So that's not really in America. Let's pretend.
Gay.
Portland
gay.
Stinks.
Yeah, I was
horrible.
Saying gay.
Horrible.
Portland.
But that place has like burning trash at all times. It's like the fucking JFK flame.
No
it just doesn't
bike.
Go out in
no
Portland.
Dirt bikes, though.
Yeah, well, a lot of whites over there, so they don't got the balls. A lot of 10 speeds.
Dude, outside of Portland rules. That's
San Diego? Oh, yeah, outside of Portland?
First of all, I don't like the pictures they're using for this.
Yeah, what is this?
Stop making all these places, other than Honolulu,
yeah, stop
go
making
fuck
it look
yourself.
Exotic.
San Diego, look at this fucking horse shit. What castle is in San Diego?
Nah, that's the guy who owns the zoo.
I don't like it.
What the fuck?
Washington,
get the
D.C.,
fuck
go
out of here.
Fuck yourself.
What? All the dirt bikes.
Condé Nast sucks.
San Francisco blows.
Is that legit? No?
Well, it's also super expensive. Isn't it like one of the most expensive cities in the world? It's like top 5.
Crazy expensive and homeless out of
oh, yeah.
fucking control.
Put it this way. My buddy, who's a computer engineer who grew up in Park Slope, calls me once a week to complain about how shitty the liberals in San Francisco are.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Dude, before we leave San Francisco, San Francisco's so bad that when you have, like, in front of, like, a big corporation in the Tenderloin area, mm-hmm. if any corporation has, like, a building down there, they have spikes that come out of the sidewalk at night.
I'm sorry, is there an area called Tenderloin?
The Tenderloin is like where Christ. The homeless people
we
are.
We get it.
And they have a tenderizer.
City. Good God.
You guys have a place called the Gaberhood.
Yeah, but that's not really real.
It's super real.
They're only born like that. They can change.
Giant spikes that come out of the sidewalk at night so that homeless people can't sleep there.
That's wild.
That's cool.
And
that's like a Mortal Kombat stage.
That is pretty sick.
That's exactly that's like
that. I wonder if they've ever finished anyone. Like, yeah, I yeah. told you two you times.
Finish him.
Yeah. Finish them.
Dude, it's the fucking...
They need that shit down fucking...
And I got dropped off two blocks from the venue because the guy was like, this is as far as I go.
We're spikes up. Sorry, pal. You got to... Road's closed. We're spiked up.
I was literally like...
Zach shimmying in between the spikes trying to get to a kick.
Just moving bodies like, ugh.
It was like a shanty town with people like shitting and puking in the sidewalks.
I wonder if the mayor ever gets on like a press conference and drops a hostage.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would kill me.
San Francisco is disgusting. Keep going.
I would love to uppercut a homeless dude on the spikes, though.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Come on. Boston? No.
Bullshit.
This is...
New Orleans.
All right, yeah.
New Orleans rules.
Anything off Bourbon Street is pretty fun.
New Orleans rules.
All right, that's on the docket.
Uh-oh, there it is.
Greatest city in the world, baby.
You guys made it.
I'm over it. I'm done with New York.
Good.
You should. And then Chi-Town, number one.
And what are they going off of?
Yeah, I would not have guessed that there was a bridge in Chicago. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
So it said it's based off their readers submitted.
What magazine or what?
I will never listen to a single Chicago opinion Sun-times. From a person that reads magazines.
Honky.com. It's like, yeah.
Zach, dude. what's your best city in the country then?
Oh, I know. I have my favorite place I've ever been in my life.
Where?
The West Edmonton Mall.
What the fuck is
Where's
that?
That?
West Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
I'm talking about America.
No.
Yeah, dude.
I'm telling you about the world.
Okay.
West Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The mall is a city. It's bigger than Mall of America.
You are the fucking fattest piece of trash.
72 degrees.
Holy
93
shit.
Cinnabons, yeah. Dude.
Bro,
it's you can't perfect. Throw a rock without hitting a cinnabon.
72 degrees all the time. Indoor water park. Indoor amusement park.
I think
park.
When you get to the
indoor
stores.
Water park is just what you call your bathtub. Yeah.
Pirate ship inside.
What?
It is the greatest place I have ever been.
If Brian Laundrie's sister goes
where
missing, we know where to look.
That's where he's hiding.
Where
he's
on the pirate Edmonton? Ship.
Edmonton. West, the West Edmonton Mall in Alberta, Canada. This is my favorite place,
of this place
I have ever been. Go ahead, pull it up. I have no qualms. Where
the
have
scooter
I really
rental
like?
Is right at the entrance.
No.
I would say the place I like is also just the fattest city. It's fucking Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just trash. It's,
dude,
it's trash and it
rough.
Smells like Cheerios.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, we Buffalo kind of rules.
There was a girl, the hottest chick in the bar me and Zach hung out in, smelled like cat litter.
Seriously?
Like, it smelled like my cat's litter box after
That's
a week.
That's a Buffalo 7, like, though.
Oh, no,
she
was
a Buffalo 9.
Yeah, really? Dude, she was the belle of the ball.
Yeah, she was the hottest chick in there, and literally you couldn't get near her.
That's inside the mall.
That's disgusting.
That's Sol Joles.
You know, I don't think that's a real photo, though, because none of those people were wearing t-shirts.
Yeah, there's a lot of t-shirts in there, dude, I think. That's, what is that? That's just like a wave pool?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's my favorite
like
place
the only
world.
Place where you can see a pirate ship without actual Somalians.
Yeah. No, dude, Buffalo. Yeah, I guess Buffalo because I've just been there and had such a fun time. Because it's absolute animals.
Well, we went up there.
The bar we went to, we watched a cop in full uniform
get thrown out
of the bar for harassing women.
Yeah, and now mind you, Lewis was just doing random coke everywhere.
Oh, there you
with an albino.
Yeah, with an albino other Puerto Rican.
No, we didn't know Lewis was in the cop uniform at first.
Yeah. Please, Guy, you were about to say before the pandemic you went to Buffalo?
Yeah, so we went up there. Shane did a weekend up there. And it was, dude, the city left. Like, there was no one in the fucking city. And I opened up one of the nights by saying, I was like, do you guys know everybody else left? You guys are literally the only people here. There was no one. And that helium's right by the stadium. And a casino right there. Still nothing. I mean, there was actually people at the show. but the shows were great. But when you went out during the day, dude, nothing. It was insane. Yeah.
They're filthy, disgusting. It's the best. It's great because, like, you can go to somewhere like Buffalo and feel like you're from the future. Like, when you talk to girls in Buffalo, it's like they're meeting someone from the future.
Yeah.
Because all their hipsters are, like, 5 years behind.
Yeah,
so
like
we look smart and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're like European tourists.
Yeah. We're ahead of them.
A lot of blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Buffalo.
It goes ghetto quick up there, though.
Which I'm
used to. So, yeah, you would love it. It's like
the safe sex in Buffalo is when the girl says, don't come in me.
Yeah. Popular condom brand up there.
All right, let's watch this one video before we get out of here. Russian mother sentenced to 15 years after burning son alive for ratting her out for cheating.
Nice.
Dude, I hope you press play. Just Zach coming out of Shotgun Falls. Like, woo! That's Edmonton.
So before I show the video, I just want to explain what it's going to be. So the video is, it's taken by the police, and it's of the mother reenacting how she lit her kid on fire.
Okay.
She claims that she wasn't lighting him on fire to kill him, just to teach him a lesson to keep
first,
his mouth shut.
First, she pulls herself in half to lift him out of her.
Yeah.
Like the thing? Okay. All right, go ahead with the video.
Oh, hilarious.
All right.
It's my favorite warning.
Watch out, guys. This is going to be disturbing. All right. I hope they feel calm.
This is more of a how-to than a confession.
Yeah, this is how to set your kid on fire.
Why did they get a realistic mannequin?
Okay, so first of all, she's pouring gasoline on the top of his head. Yeah. That's where the brain is. That's not good.
I don't know if you've ever bathed a child, but this is the most difficult part, getting their hair wet.
She's got it.
Cover your eyes. Lean back.
Yeah, with the cup.
Okay, hold your breath. Now he'd be flipping out right here.
Was her son a naked mannequin?
Yeah.
Because that makes it weirder.
He had a sweater on, which becomes kind of part of the story.
Mm. So is she trying to say she accidentally set too many matches on fire?
No, she said the first... I don't know why she's giving these details.
Oh, he started running away?
But she said she lit the first three and they blew out. On the fourth one is when it worked.
And then foxes dragged him away.
So he was walking and crying, his back burnt.
Holy shit.
So wait, hold on.
Wait, so he didn't die?
No, he didn't die. So they, yes, he did die. So they, so she claims that she put
unrelated
him out.
Car accident?
Yeah.
She was just trying to scare him?
Yeah, she claims that once he started to burn, that she covered him with snow to put it out. The husband said that's not true, and the daughter also said that's not true, that the husband was the one that put the kid out. And then when the paramedics got there, they were bringing him to an intensive burn unit, whatever, and he died on the way there.
Oh, how old was he?
8 years old.
Whoa.
That's fucking...
She's only doing
15
years.
The toughest thing about getting skinned...
She's doing what?
15 years is what she was sentenced to.
The worst part about getting a skin graft in Russia is that every skin sample has a knife scar in it.
It's just graft paper they duct tape to you. They're like, you're good.
Yeah, it's a cable knit skin graft.
In Soviet Russia, fire sets mother to you.
That's wild, though. Is this a scare? What was he doing?
So he ratted out the mother that the mother was cheating. He told the father that she was cheating.
She's a sturdy floozy.
You think she's getting some gulag guard dick right now?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking dick down in the fucking gulags?
Legendary dome.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank our guests, Brian Six, Tim Butterly, my bestie, Chris from Brooklyn. This is Zach Amico. Lewis, have a great time in England, buddy. Support him and support the network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Promo code RAP. RAP, get yourself a 7-day free trial to just not just this show, but all the other great ones on the network. Racist Live Chat, all the other great features, and podcastmerch.com. We got merch in the store. Check it out. We'll see you next week on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.